Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
22 after 6 is your time, my family. First Sunday. So I have a confession to make. You know, yesterday, there was just so much to do, my family. Let me tell you, I was even negotiating with the Lord. I'm like, can I please just pre-record, you know, and not come into studio in the morning? And I promise you, as I was driving into Pretoria, past Johannesburg, my heart was set on coming straight to studio yesterday and just pre-recording. And I'm realizing today that, you know, Bazalwane, the Lord is so intentional in what He does. Every single day has its own blessing, you know. And sometimes we take for granted the fact that the Lord has allowed us, given us an opportunity to meet like this in the morning, you know, on Sundays. Every single day has its own grace, Bazalwane. That's why the Bible tells us not to worry about anything, because who of you by worrying will add a day to his life? You know, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow has its worry, he has worries of its own. So today we enjoy the grace of today. And even though pre-recording is indeed necessary sometimes, but I'm learning day in and day out the grace of being present for today. Ngoba unamhlanje unezinto zakhe as namhlanje, ezizawushiyeka namhlanje. And so I just want to thank God, you know, for encouragement, Bazalwane, that sometimes even when we are discouraged for whatever reason, the Lord is able to allow us to obey. It is grace to be able to obey the Lord. We love you so much, Bazalwane namhlanje. I just want to say that we love you so much. And so we're going to cross over to a teaching that we had with Utata. It's a historical teaching, and when we come back from that one, we continue to open up the lines. So if there's something the Lord is laying in your heart, if the Lord is speaking to you for the family, if anything that the Lord is laying in your heart, we'll come back and we'll take your calls on the other side of this teaching with Professor Vuyani Ntintili. When we come back from that, it is 012-334-1322. Otherwise, your voice notes on 082-657-2729. 25 minutes after 6 is your time. Joining us at this time is Professor Vuyani Ntintili, who is a former global and local lecturer in theology and Bible exposition. He currently runs a ministry fulfilling the Great Commission, which aims to train leaders and ministers in doing the work of the Lord. Dada, good morning, and thank you so much for giving us your time as usual.
Thank you so much. In these perilous times, it's good to be talking.
Thank you so much, Dada. You really took me off guard with that word, perilous times. I think it was a scripture I'd almost forgotten. Are we really in that time, Dada? Are we really living in those perilous times?
Actually, what is happening is more serious than it meets the eye. These are really, really perilous times. Why is it perilous? It's because we are just looking on the surface at what is happening, but there are many forces that are at work. There are those on the right, on the far right, who will also exploit this situation. So I think that we are very, very superficial at looking at this. This thing is much more dangerous than we are reflecting on it.
Mm-hmm.
So these are indeed perilous times, really. It's not hungry people who can be burning factories and burning chemical plants and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
It's a guerrilla warfare.
Sure. You know, Dada, one of the most unfortunate characteristics of us humans is that when it gets too big, you know, we tend to scratch only the surface. And you suggest that it's a lot deeper than we make it out to be. What are some of the questions that we should be asking ourselves, Dada? Also, what are some of the pointers should we be looking at to direct us to the real problem and to direct us towards a solution that is going to be longer lasting than what we've been able to employ so far?
I think that as a church, what we need to be doing, so sometimes when we pray that symptoms of a problem might be dealt with.
Mm.
We don't pray that God should really direct us to the source of the problem.
Mm.
And therefore, once we pray that the symptoms should be healed, but we don't go to the source, the problem is not solved. The problem is deeply political in nature.
Sure.
So we need to be praying then that God will really deal with the political source of all this.
Mm-hmm.
To an extent that there's nothing wrong in praying that God might even remove people who are cancerous.
No, absolutely.
There's nothing wrong in doing that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That God will solve, because if these people are removed and God deals with disgruntled people,
mm-hmm,
who have never gave up when we got our independence in 1994,
mm-hmm,
all those elements, we need to be praying about that.
Sure.
Then secondly, the church is not proactive.
No, that's right.
The church is, when elections are taking place, we are not praying, literally pray that God will ensure that the right people are elected.
Hmm.
We keep quiet. In 2008, we should have prayed, and even in years prior to that, we should have prayed. But now we pray reactively, we don't pray proactively. That's the problem. And the problem is because the church suffers from dichotomy.
Hmm.
We dichotomize the secular from the spiritual. And therefore, we've got this idea that politics are evil. Politics are not evil.
That's right.
They're not evil, it's people.
Hmm.
It's people who are evil. And if we don't engage in politics, we do political analysis, we understand politics, we pray with informed minds and ask God to be helping us. These are issues that we should be really, really, really dealing with. The church needs to be totally involved, not in one aspect of the world in which we live. The Bible says we are the salt of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And salt, when it is in its container, is useless.
Mm.
Salt becomes useful when it is spread on the food. And it is lost in the food. And then it begins to influence the food, to affect the food.
Mm-hmm.
So there is no set of society that we should not be influencing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The labor movement, we should influence that. Politics, we should influence that. Governance, civil service, we should influence that. The corporate world, we should influence that. Academia, we should influence that. Sports, mm-hmm, we should influence that.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about good governance and writing articles about good governance and training people about good governance,
mm-hmm,
writing papers that the government can listen to,
mm,
and ask for our expertise. So all these various sectors, we should, as a church, harness the resources that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And in the church, we have people who have got skills in these areas.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to be scrambling. There are politicians now in our own churches.
Mm.
There are academicians in our churches, aren't they? And there are labor unionists in our churches.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't I call them and say, okay, what is happening? What could we do? What is our role? But the church is so escapist.
Mm, 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 mm.
It is as though we are not in this world. We are not in heaven yet. We are here. We are in this world. Christ prayed, I pray that you should not take them out of the world. But it should keep them from the evil one. Where?
In the world. In the world, Dad.
In the world. Another thing is that we suffer from, it seems, incurable inferiority complex. What do I mean by that? By that, I mean that we are not original in our thinking. We ape each other. There are no fresh ideas. There are no ideas that are different. Because we don't do research, so we duplicate.
So, Dada, if then we were given, as the church, that opportunity right here and right now, if the president of the country had to call a church council, what would the church say to government at this particular point? And maybe to be quite clear what it is that I'm actually asking, what would we say the Lord is saying over the situation to government at this point?
I think that what we are facing right now is not a time for intellectualization. I think that when the house is burning, the first priority is to put out the fire. So what you should be saying to the government, why is the government slow in arresting the current situation? If they don't do so, they give an impression that the government is impotent, and therefore it emboldens the perpetrators of this thing to do more. That's the first thing. The second thing we should say to the government, what plans do they have? Why is the government hesitant to do the right thing? Why is the government so scholarly, so hesitant, so afraid? Why is he afraid? Why is the leader not arising? Honestly, that's the question. Why are you not so decisive so that they bring this chaos completely under control? We can't be talking about politics and other things now when the house is burning, isn't it?
Certainly, Dada, that may be all well and true. But the fact of the matter, and perhaps a deserted function of the church, is that the church is an organ that is supposed to provide direction. We can't be asking a government that is clearly and obviously at war with itself, and we ask them the questions, have not been able to provide those solutions. But thina bantu bavakuthixo, sithini kubo, sithini kurhulumente.
I think we are facing this current situation. Now, the church does not have the apparatus that it needs to implement these things. That's right.
Sure.
Yeah. So I think that there's time for idealism, and then there's time for realism. I really think that we need to differentiate between idealism and realism. This is the time now for realism. I think that we should speak. What we need to be speaking, it is the role of the church to speak to the government. Do you remember that the prophets in the Old Testament, they would actually go to the king?
No, absolutely.
And say, oh, king, this is what we must do. That's what prophets did, Isaiah, Ezekiel, and so forth. They instructed the government
of the time
what to do. Literally instructed. Literally.
Because they were given that space and that voice to operate in that authority. And I guess maybe the other conversation that we should have is, when is the church going to be restored back into its position of authority within society? Because that is effectively...
Can I tell you why?
Yes, Dad.
The problem with the current church, please listen to me now. The problem with the current church... is the current church is doing exactly what the church did before we got our democratic dispensation. The church, during apartheid time, was tied up with the government. You could not make a difference between
the church and government.
The church then and the government. They were in quotes. So that was the problem. Now, the church after independence did either wittingly or unwittingly did the same thing. And once you are part of the government, you can't speak prophetically to the government. You are a palace church. So you can't speak prophetically to the government. I can give you people who are very vocal and then who stop being vocal. We use the word co-optation. The church was co-opted. And we no longer have credible prophetic voices to government. And even Frank Chigane is speaking within the government, and others are speaking within the government, but they don't have a prophetic voice that is totally outside of the government, speaking for God to the government. But you go to the Old Testament and the New Testament, these guys are not part of the government. And therefore they could speak with clarity and with credibility, because they're not part of the government. So we don't have those prophetic voices. I don't know how long will it take us to mobilize such prophetic voices. But another problem now, if you speak of the Pentecostal church, the Pentecostal church does not understand serious politics, except they'll be making lousy statements here and there. They don't understand deep politics. If you could ask them, what is democratic socialism? What is Marxist socialism? What is liberal politics? They wouldn't understand all those things. We don't have people who have got understanding of politics so that you speak to politics with understanding. That is a serious problem. But apart from that, then, I want to say that we are not also not connected to God, so that we can say, thus saith the Lord. May God raise in our time people who hear from God and people of God courage who can speak to the government with divine authority. Divine authority. And speak very courageously, sanely to the government and raising issues and advising. This is how this should be done. We should be monitoring if they are doing what they said they would do. We should remind them that you promise in your manifesto, you promise to do this and this and this and this. You're not doing it. The church in America, for example, is very vocal.
Yeah, and involved.
I'm talking about the church in America. You can't ignore the church in America. It has a voice.
Sure. No, they are. No, indeed they are, Dada. I mean, we could carry on this conversation. And I think the beauty about radio and the beauty about media is that, you know, we are able to influence the kind of conversations that should be happening on the ground. We are able to influence the kind of conversation. And we know that change doesn't happen outside of conversation. And so thank you so much, Professor Vianney Ntindili, joining us this morning, local and global lecturer and minister, or rather founder of the Fulfilling the Great Commission Ministries, which aims to empower, which aims to train leaders and ministers. Thank you so much for your time, Dada.
Thank you so much, sister. Thank you. Bless you.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity. Radio Pulpit is a family radio station committed to biblical values. For this reason, we have signed a code of conduct with the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Under the code, Radio Pulpit is committed to giving news that is accurate, comments that are fair, and programming that is not offensive, obscene, or harmful. If you feel that Radio Pulpit is not living up to that code, we encourage you to direct your complaint in writing to the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa, P.O. Box 412-365, Craig Hall 2024, or send a fax to 011-787-0280, or email to bccsa@nabsa.co.za. The Broadcasting Complaints Commission is also obtainable on their website, www.bccsa.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Nelanga likaNkulunkulu le appointment yethu noNkulunkulu siyodumisa namhlanje siyadumisa kumanje ngoba sine appointment naye. Ngithanda ukubonga uNkulunkulu indlela uNkulunkulu angiqobele ngayo izolo bekufanele ngibe ku standby from Friday kodwa uNkulunkulu ogcwele umusa wangiviyela. Wabonakala uNkulunkulu uNkulunkulu ophilayo wangiqobela. Hey, sibhekane nenyinto siyabantwana bakaNkulunkulu. Kodwa engikuthandayo ukuthi bavala around, bakhohlwa ukuvala phezulu. La uNkulunkulu a-operator khona. uNkulunkulu vela luthi isandla sakhe. Asikhoselise emaphikweni la bakhohlwa ukuvala khona phezulu uNkulunkulu asikhoselise emaphikweni akhe asivikele asinqobele singabanqobi bayina. Ngiyamthanda kakhulu, phiyelelani nikhonze uJehova, phiyelelani ninamathele endlini kaJehova, ninamathele kuNkulunkulu, nimkhonze yena yedwa, singamshebi uNkulunkulu ngoba uNkulunkulu ogcwele umusa nogcwele wethembeka. Thanda ukumtshela ukuthi ngiyanithanda bayina, ngiyayithanda kakhulu i-Radio Pulpit, ngiyathanda abalandeli be-Radio Pulpit, ngiyathanda abantwana bakaNkulunkulu bonke ngegama likaJesu. Amen,
amen.
Thanda bayina.
Oh, siyakuthanda nathi Mama Nguni. Bless you so much, Mama, this morning. Amen and amen and amen. Bazalwane, 10 minutes before the top of the hour. A couple of things that we need to go through before we cross over to church here on Radio Pulpit. First and foremost, thank you so much to Professor Vianin Tintili. That conversation, because somebody was asking, and I just want to give a bit of context. So that conversation happened, I think it was around the time of the looting, you know, and we were just exploring, no doubt, the responses of the church at that time. And the reason why it is particularly relevant for right now, you know, at the beginning of a month where we continue to believe the Lord for greater exploits, and we continue to believe the Lord for the fruit of the word to manifest itself in our lives, and we continue to believe the Lord for real fruitfulness in the church, is because, you know, we've got to understand the makeup of the church, Bazalwane, as we speak right now in this moment, and how the makeup of the church within the environment within which it operates, which is either the community or the city or the nation, you know, even the continent for that matter, and well, I guess even the globe, you know, but you know, primarily around us, we need to understand what is happening around us and how then can the church respond, because, you know, David, it's Rabbi David Lapin. He teaches that in order to be effective, you've got to respond to a problem. There's got to be a problem that you are addressing. And we already know the general problem of the world is that it is indeed the world, is that it is dark, it is in need of salvation. But for God so loved this world that he gave his one and only begotten son. And his one and only begotten son, when he was ascended into heaven, left us with the great commission to go out into the world and make disciples of all nations, not just to go out, but to also teach them everything that we have learned and to baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And so these are the reasons why it is important periodically to sit down and to understand itini litini lizwi, so that we are not shy, bazalwane, to go out into the world, so that wherever we go, can't remember who I was talking to, but I was asking them this question. We were just talking about their work. I was asking them this question: what did God say when he gave you that job? And it continues to ring in my head, because wherever we go, the Lord is giving you a new job. That is an assignment, you know, and this is the thing we need to grasp in our hearts, Barcelona. And may the Lord give us real understanding. That's my prayer for this month. Understanding, you know, ibalulekile that the Lord opens up the eyes of our understanding. And so, my sister, hello, Caleb Waters. Caleb Waters, our sister, she's sent us a message on Telegram. Uti and Utata mentioned earlier that we have people in our churches who operate in government. Can the church then not be engaging those we already know to share some light on some of the things that Utata highlighted, you know, and some of the things that Utata highlighted actually this morning? You know, it ranges from the church being part of the world, the church being entangled, and all of these things. Let me take this call coming through on 012-334-1322. Radio Pulpit, good morning.
Good morning, sis. Nilama.
Ah, ninjani tate kuseni?
Siyaphila, mfundisi Mahlaba.
Ewe tata, ndiyakuva. Uphilile tata?
Hawu, siphilile mama. Siyangibuza nini.
Amen. Uyasinceda tata, uyasinceda uba usigcinile. It's so good to hear you, tata. Uthini ubabo?
Ya, engiyibonga kakhulu imfundiso engisayizwile mama, ukuthi yazi are the light of the world. Yazi ngikhumbula last year uma bekhethiwa ama-SGP ey'kolweni.
Ewe tata.
Abantu abaningi bamanyele ngavala isonto ngathi, bazalwane hambani, you must be chosen into this committee. We are always not dominating. Abazalwane abafuni ukutake a part into politics, into leadership. Now ngabheka la ey'kolweni njengama-principal siphethe inkinga mama wami. Uthole ukuthi i-chairperson ye-SGP ungena kulinye isonto ngeke ngikhulume ngegama. Bona always they will call meeting during our time, our church services. Babe zimeeting ekuseni ngenxa yokuthi all the people who are in leadership at school, 50 years. Ngoba abakresti bamele imuva. So siyabonga namanje nalento leyo ukuthi ey'kolweni akunamthandazo, akunama-ACL. It's because the chairpersons of the SGB, the executive committee of SGB, are not Christian. So kungakho mina ngithi into ngayifunisa engizile ukuthi kumele uNkulunkulu asize ukuthi siqale singabazalwane. Uma kuvele i-opportunity yama-elections wama-SGB, Christians must be available and they must be there.
Hallelujah.
To be elected,
yeah.
And then so that we can take leadership. Sekukudala into eziningi. Kaningi la ngihlala khona abantu bangimangalela ukuthi why I'm having a football club ngingumKresi. Ngithi no, what is the problem about the football club?
Ngoba problem, tata.
After church, ngiyabahlanganisa labafana and they pray. I pray for them before they go to play. And I told them ukuthi we are not playing before church service iphela. Amagame wethu aqala ngabo 3. So
amazing.
But dominate and participate into these activities. Ngiyabonga mama Nkosi.
Oh, Tata Mahlangu kodwa. Hayi, what a blessing you are, Tata. Bless you so much this morning. You know, Basalana, just a bit of context. Tata Mahlangu is a principal here in, I think, the Tswana region. And there was a time when the Lord was launching him into this ministry, you know, the marketplace ministry. And he's been incredibly consistent and Oh, what a blessing he is. You know, a principal who walked into a school that was struggling, and there was a year when he was testifying that the school had an 88% pass mark. I think that was it. I hope I'm not getting the numbers wrong. So the Lord is really using him in the mountain of education. When you pray, remember him, Bazalwane. The Lord is really, really using him. And I think what he's saying today is supported by what Tatu Lot was saying about the conduct of the nation. However, the conduct of the nation is one thing, but the biggest issue, the conversation that should be happening in the church, is who will go. Uthixo has been looking for people who will go. Uthi namhlanje apha kuthi, we must understand our micro and macro environment, the immediate and the far, so that we can be effective. Earlier on, is that we no longer have fresh ideas. We're no longer creative because we do not do research. Hello, Siskele. What's up, girl? Let's hear what the Lord is saying to her.
I actually do agree with the speaker right now.
Amen.
Because indeed, I've noticed that even when I want to participate in the community events of government, a lot of the meetings are on Sundays, and I've never understood that whole thing. I cannot understand that.
Bazalwane, you know what, ne? Masivume uba uthixo siyamva namhlanje. Ngicela sivumeni bethu nani. Hayi, mna ndimvile. So uthixo Mahlangu, he closes his church. So people from his church can go out into the world. We are crossing over to church where I think Pastor Tyrell indeed is going to be teaching. And I pray that really in this month, Barcelona, above all things, we must get understanding. Thank you so much for that, Sister Sister Kele, Sister Sheila. Bless you so much, my sister, this morning. Utumamzi, today, the church is not proactive at all. And Umamzi is also another one, Mamzandi. Let's remember her. She's in politics, Bazalwane. Hey, look at what God is doing. So maybe this month we are going to deal with the mountains of influence. Umamzandi is in politics. Let's remember her making serious headways in terms of what the Lord is doing in that space. We love you, Bazalwane. The Lord loves you. I just want to bless you this morning from the book of Numbers, chapter 26. And may the Lord help us to get there. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord show you his peace today. Kungabikho nanye into that is going to stand in the way of the blessing of the Lord. It's 7 o'clock and we are crossing over to church here on Radio Pulpit. Amen and amen.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.